last night, Mark crawled into bed. Ross was on the floor playing with something, reading or something. And Mark's, and I was standing around, Mark said, I feel embarrassed, or no, I'm embarrassed to be the only one in bed. Would someone come into bed with me? And so he wanted Ross or me to get in bed with him, and he used the word embarrassed, I guess, more like lonely. So when you're the only one, you're embarrassed to be the only one. Whatever it is, he's heard that phrase from Ross, I think. And I think he believes it means something like lonely. Lonely or left out. Said, ooh, I almost crashed into you. And Ross said, better not have. And I said, better not have? And he said, better not have. Mark just woke up from a mid-evening nap. And he looked at me and rubbed his eyes and said, Dad? And rubbed his nose and sniffed and yawned. And anyway, I mean, did you know that it's just that? So that was it. He made, let's see, it was, Dad, I mean, did you know that it's just that? All these started sentences that never were finished, and I don't think there was any content there anyway.
Art speech test, and then came lunch.
In that order? That was the right order?
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, before lunch we had movies, then lunch.
You've had a very busy day.
Yeah,
the rest of it will be a lot more busier.
They keep you guys moving. A lot more busier?
Well, counting with the stuff.
Is that said correctly? A lot more busily. A lot more busier. Was that said correctly? Hmm?
I don't know.
No.
I forget what I said.
You kept us a lot more busier.
Yeah.
Is that the right way to say it?
What?
Mom? You want to help him, Mom?
Kept us a lot more busier.
You can't say more busier. Busier is already more.
A lot busier.
Or a lot more busy.
Busy, busier, right? Busier means more busy.
Right?
Red,
do you think language? Do you think language is hard for children to learn? Or easy? Is it easy for you to learn to speak?
Could he go upstairs
or hard?
Now?
Oh, okay.
He's just blowing on the table.
Okay, upstairs. I got him.
He's making sounds,
maybe. I can't believe this, Mark. I made Mark and Ross, we're playing live games with each other about Ross was
being mean,
and then we traded roles, and Marky was going
to
be mean.
Apologize
right.
to Mark.
Right. And then we got made Mark get down Ross apologize and say,
mean.
Great and powerful brother. I apologize, great and powerful brother. And then when we made Mark do the same thing, and Ross wouldn't do it, so I put him in the corner. And then when I made Mark do the same thing, he said, hey, you made me do this. And then he stalked off up to his room. It was, you're not gonna set me up, Dad. I'm not gonna let you do this to me. Very smart little critter there.
I like the parties. I could have some too. Is there any chance I could have some?
Uh-huh.
Peanuts? I'm gonna get my own cracker.
Here.
You had enough?
You can have some peanuts.
I've had peanuts, I'm into chocolate.
Dad, you can have my seat. You can have my seat here, okay?
No. I'm happy. And I'm bigger than you.
You sort of like my hair?
Hmm?
My hair look okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have to get more water.
Good?
I'm getting
yeah.
cold.
Yes,
because
I'm trying to style
out. Are you? Okay, sit straight and I'll do the work. Sit straight. Yeah. You gonna have jam?
Tear mark.
Ross, don't be a spiteful baby. Sit straight.
Tear mark.
Here, he said here. You can sit around. Okay.
Tear mark.
Okay, I'll take it. You guys don't want your napkins? Sure, I'll take them.
Yeah, I got my paper.
You don't want yours, Ross?
Who cares? Oh, that's just plain.
You want to sit
so it's closer. It's closer to Muppets.
Yeah, but Froggy doesn't look like the Muppets.
So what? So?
Remember the story about the Frog Prince, the little girl that had to have the frog sleep with her in the bed?
Dad.
Mm-hmm.
I bet this little girl would not mind
having Froggy sleep with her.
Yeah.
Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's Miss Piggy.
I think that's where Kermit comes in, that whole Frog Prince business. My prince.
I think Kermit would mind Piggy being.
And anyone who would sleep with a frog would be a real pig.
Must be a real pig.
I know who the pen too. Miss Piggy.
Mama? Mama's Miss Piggy?
Mm-hmm, because she picks up food.
Because she pigs out? She pigs out?
Yeah,
she picks up food.
She picks up food. Haha, very funny, Mark. Big joke.
She eats them all up.
See, Ross has a yellow tablet of paper now in his work. Isn't that nice and organized? In case he needs to do extra, extra notes.
I'll take it, and if we have directions, I can be right there.
Another idea, Ross, is if you ever want to remember things, remember to bring 50 cents for the poor children, or remember to bring a present for Mrs. Forno, or something like that, then you could just write them on here, and that way you'll remember it.
All right, we got the idea.
Ross is right. Don't forget. Right, Ross.
How do you spell Valentine's?
V-A.
Yeah.
L-E-N G-I
Okay
N
E-S Yes. Okay. Don't forget to finish your Valentine's.
Okay, now go back and eat. Very good. Very good. And you'll see that every day when you open up your book.
What's it say?
Don't forget to finish your Valentine's.
Yeah, put down, don't forget to finish your music work.
Well, after he eats breakfast,
I'm tired of that.
We should help him finish his music. Where is it?
I think what we really should do, Mom, is get him a nice little book of children's music.
Yeah.
I don't understand what his assignment is. You understand what his assignment is?
What?
Huh? What is Ross's music assignment?
To write down music.
three lines, 11
four
things each.
Yeah, 11 notes in each.
Of real notes? Of real music?
Well, not real music. I can just write down the notes, play them inside my head.
Three lines, 11 notes each. Da 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 da. Kind of stuff.
No, he has a lot of repeats. And other things. I mean, how would you go da da da?
I don't understand the assignment. No one's told me what the assignment is yet. Three lines of what? Ross, ooh, you've left it. Can't go in. No problem. Now, would you like to eat some food?
I would like to eat. I'd like some more.
You need some cutting?
Okay. Flip the...
Get going, and he said, who are you kidding? I haven't got my this thing on.
My this thing on?
No, what thing?
My thing on.
What thing?
What are they?
My overalls to my snowsuit.
I see.
This is
yeah. You're going to get all set up now, aren't you? It is something. He has every great thing on today that he could ever wear. His spike band. You have spike bands in there too? Put them in your pack. You can't fit that all on. You can't wear all the clothes you have in your room. Oh gosh, I can't believe this guy. Because there's just not going to be room on your body for all this.
Dad, it's still rolling.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll stop.
About how he got this book. And he's going to tell us a story about the book, I think, because it's about a... What's the name of that book? Well, anyway, yeah. So tell
it's
me.
It's called The Bernstein's Bears Go to the Dentist.
Mm-hmm. And what about it?
Well, last, the girl there, she gets a money, one little money thing because she got her tooth, and he didn't get a tooth. He didn't get to have a tooth out. He didn't have any cavities, but she did. She had one cavity, and she got one little money because she got the money from the whoever thingy who takes away the tooth, and gives the people and gives the child's money.
Oh. The dentist.
No, not the dentist.
Isn't the dentist the one who takes the tooth out?
Yeah, but he's not the one who gives them the money and takes away the tooth.
Oh, you mean the tooth fairy?
Yeah, the tooth fairy. She gives them one little money thing.
Mm-hmm.
She gave them her one little money thingy.
One little money thingy. A coin.
Yeah, a coin, one of those. Mm-hmm. Like a dime, one of those things. It's, here it is.
Hmm.
Is it a coin?
Mm-hmm. It's a dime.
Oh, it's a dime.
I know, because it says in the book, on the words say that it's a dime.
Let me see. Read it.
Then she ran into the next room to show Mama her shiny new dime. It's a nice book.
Oh.
So did you see a dentist today at school?
No, we just saw a... We saw her, but we didn't go to the dentist's place.
Oh. But she came to your place.
Yeah, our place.
Did she look in your mouth?
No, we were watching how to do stuff. And guess what?
Huh.
We have to brush our tongue, too.
You do?
But we have to brush it really soft so we don't hurt it.
Mm-hmm.
With our toothbrush. Anyway. I'll do it now.
Okay. Smart.
I said, Ross, you finally finished your job, right? He said, yeah. He said, yeah. I said, it's a pretty hard job. He said, yeah, with 23 children. And he said, with 23 children, it's hard and in cursive. Right?
Mm-hmm. Writing names.
Mm-hmm.
On Valentine cards.
Ross got the jump rope and put it
on our bed.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck and put it right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to stay there forever. He made a knot on it. It's so little I can't get it off. I mean, I can't unloose it.
So what?
It's going to stay there forever.
So what?
I was gonna do something with it.
You were? Isn't him a nice little style? You say so what? And then he figures out exactly what the nice little sentence, and then he cries in the middle of it. You did a good job of crying, honey.
Not money.
I'll untie it for you. Is that what you'd like?
Yeah.
Okay, in about 10 hours after my dinner and after my
dinner. I'm not going to get my setup done in time. I'm just going to have to sit there.
For what?
Then I won't get a long time to do my setup.
Okay, I'll help you up, okay?
Okay.
After my dinner, okay?
No! Or I'll break this.
Mark!
I mean break this.
Which one are you going to break? The pen?
This.
What is it called?
Tape recorder.
What are you gonna
do? I will break it. I'll throw it on the floor.
Do you think that you can do that in this family?
Well, if you don't unlock the rope right now.
Mark's doing something very silly.
Huh?
You think that, Ross, do we do that? He says he's going to break my tape recorder.
If he doesn't unlock the rope on the bed.
Oh, you want right Daddy now. To do you a favor, is that right? Something really nice for you. And if he doesn't do something really nice for you, you're going to break his toys.
No, break this.
You're going to break his work.
But this is
so nice. Please, Daddy, please do something really nice for me because you're such a nice daddy. I just think it would be so nice if you do such nice things for me, and if you don't, I'm going to break your tape recorder.
Does that sound like right idea? Now.
Does that sound like a good idea, Mark?
Here, Mark. I already bought it.
Noticing by the way that I thought this last piece was interesting is Marky's been getting much more articulate with his threats and crying, his plaints, I guess you would call, or complaints, and not just more stylistically adequate, but also more conceptually clear about what it is that he's complaining about and what he will do and all. Of course, I mean, he's always had these threats, but he's just doing a much neater job instead of just going off and having a tantrum about things. Listen, everybody's talking at once. What happened on Danger Mouse, Russ?
Okay. The Penfold was swinging through the trees because he got knocked out. Mm-hmm. He said, me, Penfold. And he said, me, go to the jungle. And then he said me, and then he crashed into a tree and said, in great pain.
Me in great pain. Okay, now Ross, Marky's turn. Okay. Now, Mark, what would you like to say to your father?
I would like you to unlock the.
I thought Ross did it already.
He didn't.
He wasn't able to do it?
He couldn't unlock this.